Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is in Afghanistan for talks with Hamid Karzai. And with the U.S. struggling to control the Taliban, the Afghan president has turned to Iran for help. I can discuss this further now with Fawad Izadi, the professor of political studies at the Tehran University, who is with me now. Mr. Izadi, good to see you. So what can Iran offer Afghanistan that the U.S. cannot?
Iran shares a common language, the Persian language, Farsi language, with the people of Afghanistan, and also shares the same religion, religion of Islam. And it's also a neighbor. And for the last many years, it has helped the Afghan government and the Afghan people in terms of infrastructure, roads, hospitals. And it hosts hundreds of thousands of Afghan refugees. It has a long relationship with Afghanistan. It goes back to many centuries. The U.S., on the other hand, is a country many miles away, and it has a history of occupying lands that it does not belong to it, occupying Muslim lands and other territories. They see Afghanistan as a place that they can use to control Central Asia and the Middle East and create problems for regional powers like Russia and China. So there are major differences between the relationship between Iran and Afghanistan and the relationship between Afghanistan and U.S.
Well, you touched down on my next point, really. The U.S. says it also wants to help the humanitarian situation in Afghanistan. So maybe Kabul could help ease tension between Tehran and Washington if the two join forces there.
There are some common grounds. The problem is that the U.S. has been talking about helping Afghanistan, but as President Karzai has said repeatedly, they unfortunately engage in activities, bombings that kill civilians. Iran is not doing that in Afghanistan. The U.S. is, you know, on a weekly basis killing 10, 20, 30 people, many of them civilians, many of them women and children. And that creates a problem. The president of Afghanistan has repeatedly said that the NATO forces and the U.S. government should be more careful with regard to how they engage their enemies in Afghanistan. But these calls have not been listened to, and then we see this type of humanitarian situation, the killing of innocent people on a daily basis, basically, in Afghanistan. So, but based on the rhetoric, you would think that both Iran and the U.S. would want to help Afghanistan, so they have a common aim and they should cooperate with each other. But in practice, you see different types of activity that is not in line with what is said publicly.
The U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has called Ahmadinejad's visit worrying and accused Tehran of a double game in Afghanistan, of supporting both the government and the Taliban. Ahmadinejad has denied the claim. Who do you believe?
The Iranian government did not have a good relationship with the Taliban government when it was in power. On the other hand, initially at least, the U.S. government was supportive of the Taliban when they first started in Afghanistan. Before coming to the studios, I printed out a Washington Post opinion piece by Zalmay Khalilzad. Zalmay Khalilzad was the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan for a number of years, and you know, as you know, he was a U.S. ambassador to the United Nations for a number of years. This is what he wrote in 1996. He says that the Taliban, I'm quoting, the Taliban do not practice the anti-U.S. style of fundamentalism practiced by Iran. We should be willing to offer recognition and humanitarian assistance and to promote international economic recognition. It is time for United States to re-engage the Taliban. So that is the history that we have. The U.S. Thought that it can deal with Taliban, and it was supporting the Taliban initially. And of course, later on, they had problem with Taliban, and they went and occupied Afghanistan with the excuse of replacing the Taliban government. That is the situation, and that's the history that we have. So when Robert Gates says that he is worried about the Iranian presence in Afghanistan, he should look at history and look at the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan and remember that Afghanistan is a difficult country to conquer, and the U.S. government should avoid doing that.
Fouad Izadi, professor of political studies at the Tehran University, thanks very much for that.